Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
So it's a very big title for a conference. My word, the possible conference.
Yes.
Only one guy could really be instrumental in something like that. Of course, that would be MD and founder of Between 10 and 5, Uno Deval, a regular on the show. We haven't seen you for a while, though.
No, it's been a while, unfortunately.
But this is a big statement to make with a conference, the possible conference. It's a big word. What is actually happening later this week?
Yes, it is quite a big word. It's ambitious. It's something we want to, it's a conference we want to grow in the future. So when we looked at our relationship with a couple of brands, and one in specifically Estee Lauder, how we can kind of grow the industry of content creators, we came up with this word of possible, and the kind of idea of being anything is possible. Anything, you can do anything if you have the right skills and the right ability to do something. So we decided to call the conference Possible. And it's aimed at young, emerging content creators to skill them up and learn more about the content, industry.
Let's zoom out. What would define a young content creator? Is it anyone who has access to Instagram? How do we begin to define what that is?
We've limited it, but we've also had quite a broad limit. Anyone who is busy creating images, anyone who's creating words, anyone who's busy making content that you can consume specifically online for this conference, and anything that's, you know, you see on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, if you run a blog, if you make images in some way and you're distributing that on digital platforms, or even if you want to make images and you want to learn how to get into the industry, then you kind of in our bracket of people that we would love to attend.
So what's actually going to happen on, it's Thursday and Friday, right?
Yeah. So this Thursday and Friday, people will arrive and there'll be a great, Proverb is our keynote speaker. He's opening up for us. And then there's 2 days of talks, masterclasses and networking. So, you know, the great thing about a conference is not necessarily the talks, it's the people that you meet there. And we kind of want to flip the conference model on its head. We don't just want people to come and be spoken to. We also want them to network with each other, because that's ultimately what's great about conferences. It's the people that are at the conference itself, the attendees. So we've got a couple of sessions where people can network with each other. They can learn each other's skills. They can share. And then we also have a series of masterclasses on the Friday as well, where people can learn a bit more about.
He's got these content creators calling him.
All these people calling all the time. Yeah, all the time. And then we have on the Friday, we've got a series of masterclasses for image making as well. So it's very practical knowledge. We've got, some of the speakers that are talking about metrics, law, but also how to build your audience and how to create a brand for yourself and how to work with other brands too.
This is what everybody wants to do, is build an audience. Would you say that, you know, online, has made building an audience harder or easier?
I would say easier, way easier. It's so much easier now to connect with other people and to find channels that you can grow a big audience. And it's quite interesting to see how certain people get certain channels right. You know, you might have a massive Instagram following, but a tiny Facebook, a Facebook account. So it's quite interesting to see how people use different channels and different audiences. But I do think it's way, way easier to at least put yourself in front of people, than it has been in the past, like through TV or radio or, print.
Between 10 and 5 just does, you know, such a sterling job of showcasing creativity in the South African and even to a certain extent global context. For you, what is it that you hope people walk away from this experience, having learnt, that they can implement in what they do and the content that they create?
So we're going to have expert people tell about how they built their business or how they built their career. We want people to walk away feeling like they can do it too. We want them to walk away feeling, I can do this and I have the skills to be able to do that now as well. They have a way that they can, they have the knowledge of how to build their business or build their skill and their personal brand maybe. And they feel like really inspired by being able to do that. And they kind of go out and do it then. You know, we want them to actually make things and contribute back into the content industry.
How predictable is content and putting it up online? I mean, from your experience, does one know when one puts something out if it's going to be a hit or a miss? Are we able to box people and say this is going to do well or this isn't at this point?
That's so difficult. That's like the age-old question of make it go viral. You know? Let's make it go viral, and it's this will definitely go viral because we have cats, boobs, and babies in it. You know? But it is difficult. I think it's tricky to define or to say that this piece of content will do well. With good strategy, you can kind of make it more possible that it does go, that it does go viral or does have a bigger impact. Mm. And that's always a mixture of, you know, using paid media correctly, using understanding what the audience wants, understanding how it will go viral or how it will be successful. And I think good strategy helps with all that stuff, but it's still sometimes a bit of a hit and a miss thing. I think the key thing really is being consistent, and that's what we found with between 10 and 5. Mm. I suppose with you guys with Cliff Central as well, you have to be publishing and creating content every day for people to see you.
Start taking you seriously. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that you speak about the implementation and the strategy part of it, because generally one thinks creatives, and you think big idea, fantastic, you know, have an idea, but then how do you implement it and get the maximum possible reach? And maybe to be truly successful as a creative, you can't just sort of be esoteric about everything, but you've got to bring it back and then, you know, really structure the rollout and think about not only taking a great Instagram, but also how you're going to get that Instagram out there.
Absolutely. And I think so many people forget about the business side behind running a creative business, really. They think that they can just take great photos and brands will flock to them, or, you know, people will come to them for all kinds of work. But it doesn't work that way. You have to be able to, you have to be marketable and sellable, and you have to be able to understand what people want, what a client would like. And it's not as easy as just taking great photos. There's, you know, you have to be able to package yourself properly. You have to be able to understand how to report and how to be able to tell a client that, look, this was successful. And those are all the kind of things that we're going to have, people learn over the course of the 2 days.
In a South African context, in terms of creativity being, you know, something that can develop the economy, where's your head at with that? I mean, do you feel like the more creativity we inspire, the better it is for us as a nation, as a country, and finding just different ways of doing things? How can creativity be a game changer in an economic context for us?
Well, there's actually been a couple of great studies done on the impact of creativity on business and on the bottom line. Adobe has a great white paper that was released where they said that, or they found that companies that invested in creativity were, I think, about 20% more, or had a 20% higher impact on the bottom line. Huh. It was 20% more productive, had a higher staff retention, and a bigger market cap or something like that. I forget what exactly it was, but they were 20% more successful than other companies that didn't invest in creativity. Mm. And then I think as a nation, I think it's part of something that we need to do it right now. I think we need to tell stories, and we need to tell them in creative ways. I think us as a country, we need to tell different stories and different narratives. And I think the content creation industry helps with that. If we can tell better stories from different walks of life, I think more people will have empathy with each other. I think that's so important for us right now.
And this is, I guess, what's going to be great about the Possible Conference, is that it's going to help people figure out how to tell their story and how to phrase it and how to figure out, you know, that thing that sits in your head. How do you, you know, depict that for an audience, whether it's visually, whether it's verbally, you know, teaching people how to tell that story that, you know, lives within them.
Absolutely. Yeah. Everyone has a story to tell. Everyone has something that they want to say and that they need to say. And I think that, you know, what we hope the Possible Conference does is to give them the tools to be able to tell that story. And yes, there's absolutely a big part of the conference is about monetizing and working with brands and collaborators. Mm-hmm. But it's also fundamentally at the core of that, brands want to work with you because you have an authentic story to tell. Mm-hmm. And you create great content and you tell a beautiful story that's authentic to you. And first, we want to get people to have that part right and be true to themselves, and then start worrying about the monetization part after that.
I like that you're saying that, because I think a lot of people are seeing what's happening with, you know, influencers and how brands are using them, and thinking, let me make something that the brand will like versus let me make something I like, and then maybe a brand gravitates towards it. Mm. And I mean, you know, you're doing this every day, showcasing how people are doing this on Between 10 and 5. Would you say that, you know, you have to create something that is distinctly you before anyone else is going to want to align to it?
Absolutely. I mean, that's 100% the case. Otherwise, it's just a trigger. You know, you're just pressing the trigger. Mm. And you become a commodity. And I think that's something that has happened in the content industry and the creative industry, really, where people have become they've become commodities in, you know, graphic design or filmmaking, because they don't necessarily have something to say. They don't have a strong personality themselves. Brands come to 10 to 5 because they want to work with our voice and with our audience. And we tell them, look, if you want to market to our audience, you have to go through us as a filter. And that gives us a real nice edge over another publication or over another just a content agency, really, because we have that filter and that view. And I think if you're a content creator and an influencer, if you see yourself as an influencer, then you have to have something, a point of view. You have to have a reason that people follow you. And if you're just creating something that, it's just for the brand, and then you'll alienate your audience and people will, you know, they'll flock away from you. Mm. I think what is nice about, some of the collaborations that brands are doing at the moment is they value the influencer and the influencer's opinion and their audience. But likewise, you know, the influencer must also understand what the brand values are, and also work with the brand a bit closer to define, create something new where the two brands come together rather than, just pushing a trigger, pressing a trigger.
What an interesting context to set a conference against. I think that you've really delivered on telling us exactly what the framework is under which everything is going to be happening at the Possible Conference. If people want to get involved.
So there's a website they can visit, possibleconference.com. Unfortunately.
That was available.
I know. How amazing is that? Yeah. And we've got the co.za and the .com, and soon we'll have the co.uk as well, hopefully, if we can expand. No, but we, people can go and visit, possibleconference.com, and we also have a Facebook page, that, people can follow for updates over the course of the 2 days.
Fantastic. Uno, always so cool seeing what you're doing. You guys just own the space. It's fantastic.
Thank you.
That's the MD and founder there of Between 10 and 5. Uno Duvall, thank you so much. I will see you at the Possible Conference.
Yes, lovely. And see everyone else there. Thank you so much. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.